Hello, welcome to the weekend wrap for the week on Wednesday. I'm your host, Ben Davison. Van Badham won't be joining me today, but will rejoin me on Wednesday for our regular edition of the week on Wednesday. What an amazingly controversial and high intensity 4 or 5 days it has been. Everything from an attempted insurrection in the US Capitol to the leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, being T-boned at an intersection in Marrickville and having to be admitted to hospital. We've also seen Brisbane go into lockdown over these last few days. And of course, much of the state of Victoria was due to go back into the office as of Monday, and much of that has now been delayed. Check with your local union and employer for further details on that. But first to the US, where the tragic instigation of an insurrection by President Trump in an attempt to overturn the Democratic election, which he lost in November, has resulted in the deaths of as many as 5 people, including a police officer who, by all reports, was supportive of Donald Trump's administration, including to the point of writing letters to congressmen condemning their attempts to impeach him in his first impeachment trial earlier in his presidency. This is a fellow who wanted to be a police officer, had been a police officer for 10 years, and in his spare time, and this really hit home to us, both Van and I, here at the week on Wednesday, that in his spare time, he was a person who rescued and rehoused dash hounds. For those of you who are regular listeners to the show, you'll know that Germanicus, our dash hound, is a huge part of our lives. We've given him a bath today, so he's running around out here in the garden somewhere trying to undo the cleanliness. But that was quite a blow, quite a shock to us, that he was a fellow who, for all intents and purposes, shared the political views of people that we don't agree with, but who, if you like, were the political views of the extremists who were storming the Capitol building, who was involved in his community, involved with dash hounds, and yet he was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher. A very traumatic and awful way for him to die. We are starting to see dozens of people be arrested, which is good news. We cannot sustain democracy if we allow insurrectionists to try and overturn democratic results through acts of violence, through threats of kidnapping, through the destruction of the symbols of democracy. And we certainly hope that those responsible for the murder of that officer are brought to justice swiftly. Interestingly, some of the insurrectionists themselves died from what can really only be described as lack of general fitness. You can't be at the vanguard of a revolution if simply walking down an avenue is going to cause you to have a heart attack, folks. It's not a sustainable model. And it appears as though a number of the insurrectionists suffered medical emergencies as a result of their lack of physical fitness. Some of them, one gentleman in particular, seems to have tased himself in the privates and as a result suffered a massive coronary. This is not a group of people who really are in a position to be overturning any democratic election, let alone one that had a record turnout that saw, for the first time since Herbert Hoover, a president lose the presidency, the Congress and the Senate, and yet they'll continue to peddle fake news and conspiracy theories. What's been very disturbing from an Australian perspective is the people like George Christensen and Craig Kelly really appealing to their own base, really appealing to a fringe element in their own seats by suggesting that Donald Trump was in the right, that the insurrectionists perhaps were in the right. They're now criticising Facebook and Twitter and other outlets for taking away the platform that Trump has been using to incite this kind of insurrection and these violent acts. Of course, Scott Morrison was late to the international community's condemnation of the insurrection. He did get there eventually, but of course, when he was pushed by the Guardian's Paul Karp on whether or not Craig Kelly and George Christensen's comments were appropriate, he simply said that Australia has freedom of speech. This from a Prime Minister who has worked every day that the Liberal National Party have been in government to ban unions from flying the Eureka flag, to ban the showing of union symbols, and has in fact threatened companies who have allowed unions to fly the Eureka flag with being banned from government work. This is not a man who is committed to freedom of speech. This is a man who is committed to keeping power and keeping his backbench, pushing his own extremist ideology so that he doesn't have to front it himself. Well, Scott Morrison, you are failing to hide your true colours. We can see through this little veneer, and the reality is you do not believe in freedom of speech for all people, simply freedom to speak your own views and to have the mouthpieces that are Craig Kelly and George Christensen do it for you. So the events in the United States have obviously dominated a lot of the news in the last few days, and they will continue to do so undoubtedly now until, or at least until January 20, when Joe Biden will be inaugurated as the next president of the United States. But of course, other things have happened as well. Big news in Brisbane, where an outbreak of the UK strain, mutated strain, the Kent strain of COVID-19, has resulted in a three-day lockdown for the people of Brisbane. And we wish the people of Brisbane all the very best. We hope that lockdown will end as it is scheduled to do so at the start of the week coming. We can't mess around with these things, folks. I know it seems like one or two cases isn't a lot, but in the UK now, over a million people have the coronavirus. In the United States, they're predicting 400,000 people will be dead before the end of January. Now, only 450,000 Americans died in the entirety of World War II. So there's some perspective for you. You're talking about something that in the space of less than a year has killed as many people as the entirety of the Second World War when it comes to the United States. So this is not something we can muck around with. All of those conservatives, and again, I include the likes of Craig Kelly and George Christensen, and Adam Crichton is another one, who would see Queenslanders suffer needlessly in order to keep some shops open a bit longer on the weekend, need to check their privilege and pull their heads in. And some credit here to Morrison, who did congratulate Anastasia Palaszczuk on not taking unnecessary risks with the lives of the people of Queensland. And of course, the other piece of news that's occurred since our Wednesday broadcast is that Australian Labor Party leader and leader of the opposition in the federal parliament, Anthony Albanese, was involved in what appeared to be a fairly serious car accident in Marrickville. It looked as though a Land Rover T-boned his car. Albo was in his own federal electorate seat, the seat that he represents, the seat of Grayndler, when the accident occurred. He was able to stand up and walk away from it, and they say any accident you can walk away from is a good one. He was admitted to hospital, and he has since been released and has taken to social media to thank people for their support and encouragement. The week on Wednesday, myself and Van Badham join with the rest of Australia in wishing him a speedy recovery for his injuries, which I understand are only minor, which is very good news indeed. And we hope that he's able to swiftly return to work and doing the good work of opposition against the Morrison government into 2021. So folks, that is the first weekend wrap of 2021. For those of you who are going back to work for the first time since holidays, or for those of you going back into the office for the first time perhaps in 9 months or so, I wish you a very good week ahead. Don't forget to tune in to The Week on Wednesday on Wednesday. Don't forget to share this little weekend wrap. Don't forget to talk to your friends, your family, your co-workers. Be kind to each other. Don't put too much pressure on yourself going back to work for the first week this week coming. And remember that it's a long year ahead. 2020 was a brutal year, right across the world. 2021 hopefully will be better, but let's not set ourselves a trap of too high a set of expectations. Let's just work our way through it. Let's stick together and we will come through stronger than ever. So that's all from me, folks. Have a great week and I'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.